Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This five-liner has been brought to you by our friends and partners at
DriveCentric,
VinQ,
MXS Solutions, Pure Cars,
Fixed Ops
Digital, and M1 Data and Analytics. If you want to consume more brews or want more information about how to build your brand on our podcast, go to CarGuyCoffee.com. Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It's Frelinard, subprime hero.
And we are excited to be Brewing Solutions with you today. And I am so excited for who it is that we are going to have on the show. Car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Wow. And this show really has been amazing. These last 4 years, Lou, we've had some really great guests. We've had some people that were veterans, been doing it for multiple years. People who just started doing this. People who are thinking about doing this even. We had people that weren't even in this industry. We've had family members of people inside this industry. And this person almost fits a lot of those marks right there. But one thing that she definitely fills is that rock star status, right? Just out there doing big things. She's a young gun out there doing some amazing stuff. Speaking at NADA, you know how hard that is to do, especially at her age? I believe she's probably the youngest to ever do it, or one of the youngest. It's amazing to see what she's doing. She is a legacy person, but she carries that beyond. I think that she's going to exceed everyone's expectations, but we get to have her on the show today and hit her with a five-liner. And this five-liner is going to be dope today. I'm excited. Make sure you all share this out. First thing we need to do is
tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
Get this out there. Make sure you all let people know that we have some rock star status going on. A lady in the industry just leading the way. I love it. Just really leading the way, showing people how to do it with class, with enthusiasm, and don't let any reason that people can say, oh, you won't make it, get in your way. Because I tell you, she doesn't let any wall stop her. Man, I'm excited to have her on the show. Let's go.
Oh, she's a powerhouse for sure. She's definitely somebody that we can point to say, this is what it looks like when somebody gets inspired by the auto industry operating with honor and with the aggression that it takes to make sure that you are getting the job done. Okay. She is an incredible example of what it is to be a legacy inside of this industry. And we're watching it play out in front of us, and we're just getting started. This brew is going to be piping hot. So make sure that you share it around, everybody. Ooh. We want to welcome in the one,
the only Tiana.
To the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Hey, to the show.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
You knew that it was going to be loud and orange, everybody, the second we started speaking about this show. What's happening, T? How are you today?
I am pumped up, super excited. I am here, like you said, in my big orange building, in my big orange office, wearing my small orange shirt. And I'm super excited to talk to you guys, and I'm excited to just be on the show. So thanks so much.
Oh, my goodness. It's awesome that we're finally here. This is excellent for everybody. Folks, is a woman in automotive that is shaking things up and making big things happen. And she's a tiny little person that's this powerhouse of strength.
Oh, man.
Dynamite.
Like, they say that dynamite comes in small packages, and there's no doubt. But when you see her, before you meet her, you're thinking just a big, this person's going to just command. And
she does.
The way she gets on a stage and speaks with such confidence about the process, about how to really service your clients and how to look at the data too. It's amazing what you know at your age, but that's because you've been doing it a lot longer than most people would think. So we'll talk about some of that today. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear more about you. Welcome to the show. But the first thing that we do before we do anything is we always drop F-bombs.
That's right.
We do. We like to drop F-bombs, but they don't offend the moms. And that's important. Lou, tell her a little bit about that.
So we make sure to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, to focus on where it is that we want to go, who we can help, and what we can do. And we stretch out and we fly so that we can keep growing the time. So those moves are pretty consistent and known all throughout the industry. And for the first time on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, we are making history by having T do the 3 F-bomb drop with us. And we are excited about it. So help us out as we get this music going. On 3, we're going to forgive, focus, and fly. Put the hands on the shoulders. 1, 2, 3.
Forgive. Focus.
Focus.
Love okay. And keep growing, keep growing.
There we go. All there right. We go. Cheers to you. Cheers to you. Welcome cheers, to the family.
Cheers. Cheers.
Welcome
let's do to that. The family. Cheers. And then Lou.
And cheers to you.
That's right.
Finally let's got her this. In the cafe.
We got her.
Do this.
We finally had the nerve to ask. I know that's an amazing thing. I know how busy you are, and I'm glad that we had an opportunity to yes. have the conversation. Every time I see you at an event, I feel like we connect more and more, and I get to see you more and more. And there's something about that, the way the world works, that energy where we connect with like-minded people. So excited to ask you these questions. We're going to start with the first one. And this very first one is a very important question. It's the why. What drives you? What gets you up every single day to excel in a business that really, if you didn't want to, you could just coast through, but instead you decide to excel through and work hard through. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Number one thing, and that's what we teach here, especially at Dealer Synergy and just Franklin Covey and all that good stuff, is your why message and your value. And I think why I just do everything that I do is because it really inspires me to help other people and grow other people. Basically like a teacher, how I get so much joy out of just getting that aha moment. If I show somebody, hey, do this on a video, do a walk around like this, and then they send it to the customer and then they call me back and they're like, hey, that worked. They came in, they bought the car. That is my why. I just like those little small victories, those little wins. That is my whole why.
Oh, I love that. I had a feeling that would be you. I know I can sense that inside you. You definitely are very attentive to people. You pay attention. Your empathy is second to none. So that's where I think you have a unique perspective. And not to mention, you come from a slightly different generation. Some car people out there that are out there doing similar things that you're doing. So your perspective is unique, and it is our current clientele, or the future. Like the majority of people that are going to be buying cars over the next 10 years are going to be people from the generation that thinks the way you do and sees the way you do. And I love that. And that's great. So you're such a fresh breath of fresh air for everyone, right? When you come in and speak and hear how you're thinking, because I think a lot of people are taking heed to it because of that heart that you have in your why. And that's why you're excelling at what you're doing. But yeah, thank you so much for that.
That's, again, not a surprise at all.
Not a little bit.
And it's exciting to consider the particular type of pedigree that you are of a person,
right?
And a car gal in this incredible industry. We generally, at this point, we would say, how did you get involved in the car business? And say, oh, okay, we know. But I guess the way that we would want to spin it, because you have, again, a great line of professional that's inside of your family that we honor, the industry honors. Shout out to Sean. You know what I mean? Sean Bradley is incredible at making the connections. He's from street to corporate entities. He's made sure to make an impact inside of the entire industry from his wisdom as a professional himself in automotive. The thing is, we have seen for so many years the next generation not be inspired by the one that they're looking at.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
In that, you get the chance. T, you're going to be incredible at whatever you do.
That's right.
Whatever you stretch out in.
Whether you're an automotive or not.
You're going to be a powerhouse in it.
Right.
So wherever it is, you're going to make an impact because that's who you are. You're dynamite. It's going to explode wherever it goes. With that, though, you saw something and you were inspired by the car business itself, watching your dad and then having exposure to the industry. What is it that most inspired you about automotive that made you want to create your entire brand, create your entire persona, and go after your dreams within automotive when the world is your oyster, kid? But your dad paid the price for that too. You know what I mean? To give you the world, you do your thing as we try to do for our kids. What inspired you most about automotive that made you come to it?
I think what inspired me the most was I saw the perception of being a car salesman, right? And I saw just so many similarities when it comes to, unfortunately, being a woman, right? Or unfortunately, being a member of the LGBT community. And I thought, I really just want to change the perception of car sales, of automotive, because I think, because like you said, I've seen the other side of it, right? I haven't seen people be treated bad. I've seen the good in the dealership. I've seen how much potential a healthy culture in a dealership could be. So when I first got into my first dealership and I was working, I was like, my first dealership was completely opposite of what I wanted to be. And it was so much a toxic culture there. I was the only sales girl there within the last 10 years. So I could tell you something about women working there. But so I saw that and I was like, you know what? We can change this. And I think even it takes one, right? Even me as a salesperson, if I can change the car buying experience for one person or for one family, like that's what I want to do. So I really saw, like I said, the different communities, right? I'm a gay woman. I'm a gay Latina woman in car sales. That's like super out there. So with seeing like the bad perception of being a woman sometimes, right? And then get your bad rap too, but also the bad perception of being in the LGBT community. And I was like, hey, I don't think people understand. So that's why they're afraid of us, right? Or I don't think they really understand car sales. So that's why they don't purchase from us or they're scared of us. So I really wanted to flip that perspective. And if I could, you know, I'm not going to change the whole LGBT world or the women's issues, but if I can change one dealership or one person's life in just buying a car and having it a good experience, that is what is most important to me. And that's what motivated me to build my brand, because I wanted more people to come to me. I wanted people in my community to come to me. I wanted people not in my community to come to me. So that's what really inspired me the most, is that I just really wanted to make, you know, my workplace that positive culture. And within that, I wanted to excel that into the rest of the world. And that's what I did. Like you guys said, at NADA, Digital Dealer, all these places, my number one goal is to just, I want dealers to be like, wow, I want to make a difference.
That's huge. And
I love that.
Anybody hearing that or seeing this or experiencing this should be encouraged. Anywhere, T, hand her a microphone. Give her an opportunity to speak some wisdom into your situation right now, because she looks at it from a vantage point of, one, the demographic that we have to be considerate about. Everything that they say, everything that they say and want to experience, we have to be aware of it. And your connection point at this time, taking years of wisdom, funneling it into a person that is leading an entirely new generation of buyers, of employees, of new ideas. You're in the forefront of that. You're like the spear, the tip of the spear. And so what's exciting about it is that we get to sit here seeing you keep building that out, be bold enough to do it, because there are a lot of people that are making moves and shaking things up that we don't get to see on screen, that don't get the chances that you get, that we would love to put a microphone in front of too, that are moving around. The difference is that you took advantage of some of the tools that were available to you to use.
There's so many people, you know, selling more cars on TikTok than me, that just, like you said, just 10 times more successful than me. But, you know, I'm just making videos and I'm out there showing people how to do it. And I think that's one of the things that is hard sometimes with people in the profession too, is just that fear of getting over the video. And like you said, my generation, we see everybody as like an influencer. So it's almost a little easier for us to pick it up and be like, yeah, I can be that car guy. I can be that pillow guy.
Exactly. whatever exactly. You want to be.
Whatever you want to be. And so I think my generation that's coming into this industry is really going to bring that up. But dealers, if you're listening and you're in power right now, you know, definitely encourage your team to just go out there and start doing videos, start branding yourself. And you never know unless you just try. And I saw a quote and it was like, just hit record, girl. Who knows what happens? It's like, it's
boom.
You know, just hit record. Who knows what's going to happen? Like, I'm sure the major YouTubers, they never would have thought they would be millionaires off YouTube. And here they are. They hit record and here they are. Huh.
Brian Ortega asked a really good question, because we all know how shy he is.
Yeah.
He goes, what if you're shy like me? Brian, that's what I love about video. And I'm going to just key on that, is that the point behind video is that you don't have to have an audience in front of you. You can record it by yourself. And then when you do that, it takes a lot of that pressure away. The only pressure you have is like pressing send whenever you're actually posting it. But that's where, like you said, just press record, girl. Press record, boy. Just do it. Because if you do it, you'll be surprised how far it goes. Every day comes, another day. The consistency is the key. The consistency gets you better, makes you feel more comfortable. And if you keep looking at the likes, you're going to be a little disappointed sometimes on some days. It's about just being consistent. People are going to see the message, and the day that they need your help, they'll reach out to you because you're so consistent. And they say, hey, this person obviously an expert and loves what they do. That's the key when you're shy.
Especially when it comes to being shy too, is one of the things that Sean Bradley instilled in me, especially coming in building my brand, is like, Beyonce is her brand, right? She's
yes.
a persona. Like,
man.
Sasha Fierce, and then she's Beyonce. So you're T Got Your Keys. When you're on stage, you are Beyonce, right? You need, even Damn, Brian, right? You need to be like, you know what? I'm Brian the Brave now. And I'm that guy. I don't even know him. You know, when I'm on camera, I'm Brian the Brave. And I don't even know who that guy is. And that helped me a ton. Cause I'm like, you know what? I'm not Tiana right now. I'm T Got Your Keys.
That's right.
You put yourself out of it's like, it does a ton because like you said, you don't get nervous anymore. All you have to do is just hit record. And the only nervous thing is sending it out, but definitely build that own, your own persona, right? And almost slip into that actress mode and be like, you know what? This is, you know, I'm not the shy person. This is going to be me. And see how that works. Cause trust me, I was not good on camera at all. It took me, I always say this, to do a 30-second video. I was out on the lot for 2.5 hours and it was like 178 takes.
Yeah.
Of the 30-second video. So definitely practice and you'll get there.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Amen to that. God. I love that's such sound advice, my friends.
It is.
From a professional, right?
And we got some questions from other professionals out here. You did get that for free. Put that in your cup and sip on it, everybody.
That's right.
Jordan Cox asks, what if I'm not as beautiful as Brian Ortega? And there are people that let's legitimately be real about it. Some people that are not confident inside of their presentation that are effective in communicating with a customer, incredibly, right? Confident when they do, but putting them in front of a camera where they're going to nitpick themselves, that is a point that holds people back. I completely understand it. You know what I mean? It's inside of that. I guess we're going to ask for a little bit of an extra shot. What would you say to people that are all worried about being so beautiful? Not everybody can be as pretty Tony Lucas
that's
out
right.
there. We appreciate you
but
being
but that's a persona to be. I think that kind of lays into this. Exactly. And I think she's going to throw that up there is that the persona helps you get over that right. a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's the persona. And also, I like to say, if it makes you feel any better, it's like, how many people are on covers of magazines versus just normal walking around people, right?
Nice.
Your clientele, those supermodel looking people, obviously you want them, but what does the majority of people look like? Like me, we're below average, or we're average, or we're in between. You have to look at yourself as, hey, I am my audience. I look like my audience, right? I don't want to look like some prime suit wearing guy, and then all my clientele are just going to think I'm some up-nudy. Oh, you want to look like a Joe Schmo normal person, right? I don't want to say ugly, but even the majority of your community out there, they're not supermodels. So don't worry, you look like your audience.
I love this. This is, you're giving such great mentor member, like just great advice to people to these. I'm telling you, and I love it. And what you're saying is 100%. And I love that Ashley put something in here. Yeah. It says, it sounds like the key to being authentic and vulnerable is your brand. Yes, it really is, folks. If you could just be, you don't have to lie. Just let people do that. I always tell people, if you like Pokemon, there's a million people who love Pokemon and they'll buy a car from you. So don't be embarrassed of that stuff. Share that stuff.
Yes.
Because the more authentic you are, the more real you are, the more likely people are going to reach out to you. It's facts. And that's the only way to be. And I love that. So yes, Ashley, that is the way to brand. And that's why Tiana is crushing life because she is being authentic and true to herself. And that comes so confidence. When you can just be you, the confidence will come out. It's when we try to emulate others, sometimes we get a little insecure because we can't compare ourselves. Like, well, you don't need to. Your biggest competition is yourself and it's your mind telling you you're not good enough. So you are, every one of you all watching this show, I want each one of y'all to understand that each one of y'all are loved beyond measure. And you can just go out and be whatever you want to be. And we have a beautiful tool called social media. If you go out, it costs you nothing 99% of the time to just do it, just some time. And really, if you could just let yourself get over it a little bit, you'll be surprised at the response you get. And you actually may find a huge new network of people that will support you and uplift you and help you completely change the way you think about that. So push yourself, my friends. And Tiana is a big example of that. And each one of you all commenting right now, I know at one point we're like, I don't want to put a video out. And then you did it. And then you're like, wow, here we go.
Lucas says, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. completely affect.
That's right.
And that's the easiest person to be. And that's why we love what it is that you're pouring out. If you need to go back and write that down, everybody, make sure that you're clear on all of the tips that are in there, especially being that persona. There is a third question.
There is.
On the five liner.
And it goes really well because you've been giving such great advice that basically this third question just feeds into, because obviously you are a mentor yourself, but you have been a mentoree, right? You've been the one that's been getting the advice, and you still are. I'm sure you look for advice everywhere you go. I'm the same way. Who have been some of your greatest mentors along your voyage in life so far?
Well, I would probably, you know, get something for something if I didn't mention my dad. Right? Unless, like, I'm giving a ceremony speech. I'm like, my dad, before I forget. Yeah. I would say my number one, probably top mentors is, I want to say, obviously, my dad, Sean Bradley, L.A. Williams, who's our vice president.
Love L.A.
Just all business aside, just as a genuine human being, he's completely blind and he walks through life literally with no assistance. Like, he can only see the world like this. So to remember everything, to be a genuine, kind person all the time, and being, he's an amazing person. And then my two other people I would say is Franklin Covey, which obviously he has passed away. But Franklin Covey, especially the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, has literally changed my life. I think of all of the habits when I go throughout my whole day. I always put first things first. I always seek first to understand.
Then to be understood. That's right.
And then my last person I would say is, I don't want to say specifically her, but Rhonda Brines, who she wrote the book, The Secret. And then other people also write manifestation, law of attraction books. That book, The Secret, alone, just being able to put out your own magnetic field to get what you want is, it's life-changing. It's powerful. And like you said, wherever I go, I'm thankful for those 7 habits and the secret law of manifestation practices, because that goes anywhere, right? Positivity, making sure you have your goals in check and you're staying on top of them. That's any career you take. So I would highly encourage everyone, if you haven't read The Secret, just read it. It is amazing. There's also a movie. So I read the book and I watched the movie as well. But I would say those are like all of my top mentors. For obviously, I'd like to mention so many people in the automotive industry, even Grant Cardone. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I think a lot of us would say
Uncle G.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So many people. I mean, I can pull up LinkedIn.
No, I think you laid out a really good list of people. For one, I love that you honor your father, right? That's a big deal. And there's reasons for it. It's not just, you know, just because of his name,
right?
It's because he definitely cares about you. Every time I say, talk to him about you, he lights up. He's, that's the plan. Cause I keep telling him, she's about to take over. He goes, oh, I know. And that's the plan.
And the thing that's awesome about it is that he's front and center with a camera on his baby girl.
Always.
Doing her thing. Making it happen.
That's to me, like, that's dope as heck, right? And I think that's amazing that he does that. So yeah, many blessings on that. But I love how you brought in some really great authors and inspirational people that have inspired the masses. And the way that you talk about being able to manifest things in life, we are creators. That's our soul. Like, we all are creators. And as long as we understand that, we can create things if we actually believe and keep our eyes on the prize. It's nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. I'm all the way out. Right? So, and it's truth though. And we all feel that in moments in our lives. And some of us feel it all the time because we're always on that grind. We always know what's up. And that's one of the best feelings in the world, is when you're there and you always feel lifted. That is the closest thing to heaven I could ever imagine, is just constant growth. And you're blessed. You've had some great mentors and you're sharing some great things. And I'm looking forward to seeing what 5 years looks like from today. And then hearing about not just more mentors, but also all the people that you've been able to help along the way with your whys and all those things that you're doing. It's phenomenal, man. It really is. It's really great stuff.
She definitely is a phenom, everybody. And there's a lot of phenomenal things that are going on inside of the industry that we want to make sure that you keep aware of.
To say that. So, you know, all of their AI stuff that they're doing is...
It's beyond. And then if you guys go look at their infrastructure of how to use their tool, it looks like social media. So when you're on there, it makes your salespeople who are younger feel comfortable. It's a tool that looks familiar. It actually looks fun. And if they think about it, it is their social media that they have for those 8 hours plus at work that they're there. They can actually be on there and they can be communicating, looking at each other's videos, like their stories, and they can like them and share them and be like, hey, did you see this one? It's so unique, but it'll inspire. It'll push people. It'll make say, hey, I only got one video out. I better catch up. And then as a leader, man, the tools, we don't want to get deep in that. So the show's not about that, though they are amazing. They are pretty cool. Great sponsors of the show and friends of ours too. We're real proud to say that we work with them. We always align ourselves with people we believe are trying to do what's right for our industry. And that's why we have you on the show today. We know you're out here trying to do what's right for the industry, but even deeper for the people in the industry. And I see that and we sense that, and we definitely want to keep pushing that out there to people and let people know how great you are, T. And we thank you so much. We do have two more questions left, and these questions, they're dope.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
They're so dope. We're on the Car Guy podcast.
That's a cool word anymore, but we still say it.
I don't know. We got the access to so many generational slangs. I think that we're allowed to rock.
That's right.
For anybody watching the show, make sure that you do drop some of the slangs that you just need some interpretation on. I know that T is hip to the script, okay? She can really give you the lowdown on what's hip and cool out there. But folks, there is something that we want to make sure that we are clear about that is generational and is beyond the slang, because every now and then, no matter what generation we're in, we can want to drop an F-bomb and it not be forgive, focus, fly. And inside of that, we are created to have these emotions that we have, to have these trials that we have. The way that the design that was put in front of us was to be refined consistently each and every day, to be perfected each and every day. Inside of that, we deal with a lot of rough marks, a lot of hits on the chin, a lot of slugs in the gut, a lot of those things that trip us up. With that, what would you say has been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn coming through up till now inside of your career? If you had to say one of the hardest lessons, like this one, that one scraped, that one hurt, but whoa, what a shine came to me from there. What a growth spurt came after I got past this lesson. What was that for T's Got Your Keys?
I would say it sounds like negative, but it's not negative in any way. But I would say, I forget who said something to me, but we were in a meeting and I was like, I want them to understand. I know it's going to help them. I just know this is going to make their life better. And they were like, listen, T's, you can't sell to everyone. Connect to everyone, and you don't want
it. Hey, that's so true. That's just great advice.
I was like, that's so true, because if I think about how would I connect with them, okay, maybe I was too nice, I was too positive, I was too this, I was too that. But it's so true. You don't want to connect with everybody. You just want to connect with ones that are authentic to you. So when I heard that, I was like, wow. And that goes into sales. Like, you want to sell a car so bad, you know, that next dealer is going to rob you. I swear, I am the best person, please. And they're like, no, I'm going there. You know, I'm not going to listen to you. And you're like, fine. And you just feel like that guilt. And you're just like, I just had to learn to let it go.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what? The next person that is ready for me is going to come along. And I don't need everybody. I just need the one.
Come on. That is powerful.
There is, because there's a lot. And that tells you that this business, you got to understand, this is a rejection business. We are like 75%. If you're average, you're going to be rejected, and you should be okay with that. It's okay. I just want to help the people that want to be helped. No different than when, as trainers or as consultants, if we are talking to deaf's ear, they're not going to learn it anyway. So they're just wasting their investment. And I don't even want to do that. I'd rather just not be part of that. And I make that very clear every time I talk to someone. Hey, look, it's cool. I know you want training. It sounds great, but are you really ready for training? Because I will hold you accountable. So that's the same thing here, is we're trying to help people, and not everyone hears our message. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I feel the same way, because I always feel, and I try to tell anyone I train or work with, we try to train, consult, work with, that, hey, listen, you just need to make relationships with people. And if they don't hear you, it's okay. But it really isn't. Just give them the best experience possible. And then eventually they'll know, they'll find out later that you were the right place. Like you said, I feel so much like I am the best option for them. You feel like you're the best option for them. Lou feels like he's the best option for anyone. I want to help you more than anyone wants to help you. So it hurts every time someone goes somewhere else because you know you will grind harder than anyone else. You will do. And what happens after the sale? That's the, even the more crucial part of it all, is making sure the after sale rocks. Whoa.
Did we, oh, we caught the frozen with the bubbles in the air. Do agree with
100%.
It's genius. To but not genius. These are the simple things that help be revelation bringing, door opening conversations for so many different people. If we just, one, have the conversation. I think for many years, there's been a lot of people that haven't even asked the questions, right? We didn't even want to know if there was a better way to do it. We just did it the way that we did. What we love about your generation is you keep asking the why. And that's what we are trying to make sure we keep connecting to the rest of the generation is, or to the generations ahead, is ask the why and have an answer for the why. Don't just say we do it because we do it. There's got to be a reason that we do it and challenge it.
The most important part, especially, you know, in your, when you sell cars, even at the dealership, right? Why do I want to have this customer for life at this dealership, right? You want to be proud of the environment that you're, you know, putting them in, your customers in, and even from a sales manager perspective or GM perspective, right? Just, it's so much easier to walk into work when everybody is on the same goal, has the same mission, same vision, and all working for getting sales, but obviously done in a better experience way. And it's just, it's tremendous when people just work together and come together and just continue the message. So I think it's super important for everybody listening that you guys really understand your why message. Like, why should I be selling this car? Why should, you know, this dealership be up on the Google reviews for 5 stars? You guys need to make sure that all of your, you know, salespeople, everybody really understand why. I think we're leading for but super excited that I even had this opportunity for, you know, being able to talk to you guys. I think if you really took anything away from, you know, me talking and being interviewed, I think it's just to be authentically you and the rest will follow, right? I love what, I'm not sure if it was Lou or Fred, but they said being you is the easiest, and it might sound cliche and hard. It's the truth. And if you are just authentically you and you go on camera and like what Brian said, you know, what if I'm shy? Filling that persona role, right? Building that, creating that person so that way, oh, Brian the Brave isn't shy. You know, making sure that you guys are really living in that authentic self. Anybody can take anything away from this. I would definitely appreciate that side of things. And then that perfectly tees up our
host here.
I was entertaining the audience
some more wisdom of being
authentically you.
And for some reason, that's very challenging, right? Hopefully we're coming back in the right way, but for some reason, it is very challenging for somebody to be them, their authentic self inside of a system that is designed to replicate just one either customer or way of serving that customer.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think you're authentically you. It just transcribes so much. The customer sees it. You know, your manager even sees it. I'm sure when you really connect with a customer and they are just, you know, really just, you're joking, you're going back and forth, and you see, hey, you know, this deal actually went really easy. And then when you sit back and you thought about it, you're like, was I selling or was I just like talking to this person and just having a conversation about getting it? And I feel like that's a majority of all of my big, major deals, that my easy deals, is I didn't remember that I was selling a car, right? I just thought, hey, I'm having a conversation with somebody and they need a car. And I'm here to help them. And that was just the easiest sale that you can have.
If you keep everything simple, the more simple that you keep everything for yourself, for a customer, and for the technology that you're using, because that's all that the technology is here to do, is to make this big, giant task this small, right? This quick. And recognizing that, one, the tools that we use, especially this phone, which just about everybody has, making them recognize and comprehend that's an investment. If you look at it properly into your business, there's so much that this investment can make sense in using and becoming, right? If you look at it as an investment, listen, you got this magical device that can do so much for you and your business. Put it to work, because otherwise it could be something that takes you from work. It distracts you from what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And it's going to do one or the other, right? It's going to either distract you from doing what you got to do, or it's going to assist you in doing what you got to do. And it's the same thing with just about every technology that we represent or get to point out or utilize. That's awesome stuff. Understanding all that, even as we struggle with technology at the moment, everybody, for those of you that are not watching this live and are enjoying the podcast and everything that you're hearing, make sure that you keep sharing it around. But we are fighting some fun camera issues, and it's happening right now in, as we do this, this episode. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that we can be genuinely us and have a conversation with the technology that we have, right? Inside of that, that's what we want to make sure we get across to people, is that at whatever level of tech you got, man, use it, go to work on it, and improve as you go, right? Because there is a measure of keep growing that takes you saying, before I ask for more, let me use what I have, you know what I mean, in front of me. You've seen so much out there. What are some of the tools that you would recommend? Just as another side note, we're going to give a little biscotti for those of you that want something to dip inside of your coffee here. So we're going to add to this five liner. But if you had to give people just a few tech tools to make sure that you use, whether it's editing or anything that simplifies building that brand, what would you recommend?
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
Really good one. And this can do video and help you edit graphics. You can take a picture of yourself.
So you have the background and you're completely like wherever background you want to see. But Canva. If you guys go to canva.com, Canva is amazing. Free. There's really free, but you can also make a you can make cards. You can make five flyers. This is where I made my first flyer. Things that I did when I was personalizing cards. I print out flyers because all like ticket ones where you just go and call my number, because you don't do that anymore. I actually took a picture. I was at the last weekend and a whole bulletin board. I used to be like filled with so much stuff. Like, I don't even read that. I go there and
one paper. Oh my God, imagine if I just put my business card and I just started pinning my business card all to these empty boards, or even my, you know, dealers in training, to these empty boards. And so I use Canva for that, and it does video editing, any kind of things you want to do. That is
right. So true. It's one of the first things that we encourage anybody that we're training to use is go to Canva. Simplify your entire world.
It changed my life. Like what you're just talking about, it made my simple edit or hard edits very easy. And it gave me ideas, because you can go in there, look at different templates. You can look at so many things, just change some color schemes, move some stuff around. And it looks really unique and very custom. Makes you look like a professional, my friends. 90% of what you need is free. If you want to pay for the app, which I suggest, and it's a business write-off if you know how to do it, then it's so worth every penny, right? It really is. You can use it as for your teams. You could use it for so many different things out there to really help enhance your visibility, right? And make it simple. And you could do multiple things. You use the same graphics, make newsletters in it, make postcards in it. You could do so many things, make banners that you need to have. It really does. You could make it into podcasts. This background you all see right now, this is five liner flashing and all this, was made on Canva.
Canva.
Right? So it's so that I, she's, no, really? So I know. So it's folks, it really is that simple. It's a great tip. It really is. Thank you for sharing that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Canva, shout at us. We have sponsor packets for you.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
you know, hey.
Because we do definitely get plenty of people to get you to download them. But that pro level, there's so many great things inside of Canva, but that's so true. Because you can put that on any phone. You can work that from any computer. And that's not something that you need to spend actually any money on to do something effective right now. Free right now. You can do something with that. That's an incredible tip. All right, Fred. Now that was a delicious little biscotti dipped into the four first lines of the five liner with that little extra shot all of the great value that's being poured out. But we got another line.
We do. We have one more line left for you and for all you all out there watching the show. Thank you all for staying tuned. And everyone on LinkedIn, we always get a great audience on LinkedIn. Thank you so much. LinkedIn's my favorite platform for business. I really do. I appreciate you all out there in LinkedIn world. But that being said, my friends, this fifth question is a super important question. We've talked about the why. We talked about what inspired you to pass that torch of that legacy through automotive. You could have went to any industry, right? And we got to hear your personal reason why you stayed in this industry. We got to talk about mentorship along the way and how you use so many different people to inspire you to get to where you're at today and still are, right? We talked about some of the lessons that you've learned. And then you just gave a great lesson. And I love and I appreciate that. That is what a professional does. And I appreciate that so much.
Cheers.
We see that. But this last question is really important too. I think that you're young and I'm still young. I'm still young.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of things that have happened to us that have been great. So up to this point in your life, what has been one of your greatest reward? Actually, what has been your greatest reward up to this point?
That's a big one. I would like to say there's so much I can pull from. I want to go back to the first point of what you said of I am to this date, and unless anybody stands up and speaks up because I've asked, I am to date the youngest NADA speaker in history. I spoke when I just turned 22, so 5'21". And I think I want to say that because a big thing for me is if I can see it, I can be it. And there really hasn't been any women or females in power making huge wave, I want to say, when I was selling cars, and especially before all this video, cool video stuff, TikTok's coming out. So I feel like I want to say that only because I do want to be a staple of, you know, I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be the last one. I want to have other young men, right? I want to be the youngest female. I also want, you know, a 19-year-old guy to come in and take that place. I just want to continue to empower and inspire greatness. And I think, you know, achieving that NADA convention speaker at that age is just super amazing, because I find it amazing that I get to show other people, hey, because you're young, you can still do this. Hey, because you're a woman, you can still do this. Hey, because you're gay, you can still do this, even in this automotive industry. That's
wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's yes. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Wow.
My dream.
We have nothing
right?
else
and
to
I, which, but that's, that is 100%. And power. I think that you're going to get a lot more fulfillment as your career goes, and you're going to be able to pass the torch on to so many others to be able to be inspired no matter what seat you're from, right? You can be anyone you want to be. You could be from anywhere and get in this industry if you just have the gumption to put the work in. If you just listen and you and see what the greats are doing, and you just try to do your best to do the best you. But what greats are doing is things like what T's doing. She's out there sharing her skills, telling people little ideas and tips that can help them. Somebody put a quote in here earlier talking about you can lead a horse to water. And that's the thing. I want to lead all the horses to water. It's up to them to drink, right? It really is up to them to drink the water. But we do everything we can to inspire them to drink water, show them what it looks like when you drink water, how great and refreshed we look when we don't get to drink that water. And you're doing that, and you're doing that in such a classy way. Again, we said that at the top of the hour, how amazing and how smooth you make things look, and the confidence that you have at such an early age, coming and standing on an NADA stage at age 22. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I would say that there probably isn't anyone else that's been younger than that, unless they were on their stage with their dad. Talking like, what I mean by that is they were a kid and their dad was a dealer of the year or something like that. So
like a Grant Cardone's dad.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And what she does. And I think that's the number one thing to take out of is that utilize the resources you do have, right? Before you go on and just find others, maximize your phone, maximize the CRM, maximize your training. And then once you did that, you can go seek.
Come on.
I
come
absolutely on. Love what you're saying. Everyone seeks for other things when they haven't even utilized what they have. That is literally some of the best advice you can have.
Yes.
We all have superpowers and we have superpowers around us, but a lot of times we don't see it because it's our silo that we're in. And we don't realize it until it's long gone. We go, oh my gosh, I had it really good. There was something there I should have took more in. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Some sound advice, T. Some sound advice.
On what I'm talking about. The five liner. You know what the deal is, car guys and car gals. It takes a five liner to put a deal together no matter what. And we just got you a fresh, piping hot five-liner from T's Got Your Keys. You got some incredible advice. And if you want to make sure that you're paying it forward, tag a car guy, tag a car gal that needed to hear this inspiration, that needs to hear that it's worth pushing and pushing some more towards your goals and making the noise that you were made to create. Put a microphone in their hand. And I'm telling you, everybody in the industry watching this, however you get to see it, put a microphone in the hands of this incredible young lady who's making waves and is making the connections happen. Thank you so much for your time.
Man.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
We appreciate you rocking the Big Sean cup. That's what I'm talking about. Representing daddy. I love it.
Makes her even more special. It's not, she's definitely honors
that's,
that too.
That's what I'm talking about. We honor. That that's a solutionary.
And that's a big, yeah.
Yes.
And that's why you shine.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody that was participating with us today. You guys are incredible. We love you, Automotive. And in that love, we have been on a quest to brew with the best. And today we did nothing less. And we brought you the incredible, the one, the only,
the honor is
that's right, everybody. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenartz, subprime hero.
And you've been Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. It has been an incredible show. Share it around, everybody. We will see you soon. See? Let's forget focus fly and head out of here. Yeah. On three. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly and keep growing. We'll see y'all soon.